Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, we like complained and bitched about having rain for weeks, if not months, and now it's like, okay, enough already. We don't need any more, right?
That's pretty much it.
I mean, Dave Murray told us, I imagining this? He said like after the next couple of days, like right now, we'll be totally up to speed on the normal rainfall for the year, right?
Yeah, he said that. Yep.
That's
all
crazy.
Those weeks of desert. And then we just get a couple days of rain
but
and poof.
It is kind of nuts because, and it has been raining a lot and we've needed it. Alex Rich is here, our friend who visits on Wednesday. How are you?
I'm well, Mark. How are you guys?
The Hall of Famer, Fred Bottomer, is also in the room right now.
How about Fred Bottomer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
So you were not here yesterday, and I know we didn't speak with you, Alex. I want to revisit something from the night before because this is kind of interesting, and he spoke to Variety magazine. So, Alex, you have actually done the national anthem. You did it at the soccer game. Have you done it at Busch Stadium yet?
Not yet.
That's
not
probably
yet.
Around the corner, though. You'd probably be primed and ready.
Yeah.
So do you know the Brad Paisley thing, Sue? Are you aware of this?
This is crazy.
Wait, what?
It?
Okay,
no.
Let's see. He does... he's such a great guitar player. And it's so funny. Like, if you watch the Glenn Campbell documentary, he's featured in that. He really drew a lot of inspiration from him.
Can you see?
So he does a great anthem, right? Great anthem. Unlike the Canadian dude who did O Canada, which wasn't very good. Did you hear that, Alex?
I heard he changed some words.
Yes.
He
got all woke.
What okay,
was not,
you're not allowed to do that.
But let's focus on America.
All
we
right.
don't care about Canada right now. So, Sue, listen to this. Brad Paisley has officially sung the national anthem for World Series Game 2 in 2017, which went 11 innings. World Series Game 3 in 2018, which went 18 innings. World Series Game 1 in 2024, which went 10 innings. And World Series Game 3 two nights ago, which went 18 innings.
Okay, that is a little weird.
Isn't it weird? So Variety, one of the trade publications in Hollywood, did this story. I think a couple other folks, you know, wrote about this yesterday. And he says, I would like to be called Mr. More Baseball. If you'd like more baseball, I'm your guy. And then they kind of, in this story, they kind of go back to the fact that he's done this before and it has gone into, you know, extra innings. And he even said that he goes, I'm available for football. I'd like to see that go into more quarters as well. But here's what's funny. I don't know that anyone dug up the audio of this, Fred, but before the game, they were doing like the pregame on the MLB network. And he was asked, like jokingly, if he could foresee something similar like what happened in 2018. And he kind of brushed it off. He goes, it's statistically impossible. I don't understand. I was like, I just want to get the words right. I had no idea that there would be a major cosmic ramifications because when he was asked about it before the show, he was joking. And then there's something else here. His birthday is Tuesday, or was Tuesday, right? So he says this. Here's the fun fact. on the East Coast, they won this on my birthday. They almost won it on my birthday on the West Coast. If they win tonight, I get two wins on my birthday. Wouldn't that be nice? And he didn't get that. He goes, that's all I want. I can't think of anything stranger, first of all, than the Dodgers winning two on his big day without there being a doubleheader. But that would have been weird. But no, they did not win last night because Toronto won. But isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is weird.
One of the quotes.
Something about the way he does it, I guess, just draws out the night.
It's just a coincidence, but I mean, isn't it? It's bizarre that the two. I would, you know, I'm a wager every once in a while. You probably think statistically, what would be the possibility of that happening again once, as he indicated?
Yeah.
But if it would ever happen again, that would be astronomical odds for something like that.
You know, I hate to admit this, but well, I'll tell you because I did play the Blues game last night, not the anthem, but
our band did perform
in the concourse. And I would have to really think back to the last time that we were there that the Blues won.
Yeah, it's not good. We've lost five in a row.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately. But I don't think that has anything to do
with you,
with the band that plays when they happen to lose.
Can you kind of feel the atmosphere, though, when things aren't going well?
You really can. Yeah, it's quite defeating. I think people mostly headed out like the very beginning of the third period last night.
Ooh.
It was just not a good game for people to stick around.
What were you watching last night, Fred? Were you doing baseball or hockey or both?
Just baseball.
Did you watch the whole game again?
Yeah.
Man, he was up. Alex, how much did you watch the other night? Were you up till 2 in the morning?
I wasn't, but I was. I did stay up for the duration of the, what was that, the Mariners, the one before that.
Yeah.
You know, in the ALCS.
Yeah, I just have not been paying that close attention. But now we're getting down to, it's 2-2. Right?
I do think it's awesome about Clayton Kershaw coming in.
Yeah,
that
was fun.
You saw that?
No, I don't know if I did what.
He came in at a big moment. I think
in the extra inning game.
Bases loaded, two outs, and he came in and needed to get
one batter
out, and he came in and did it. And they say, like, okay, that could maybe be Clayton Kershaw's last appearance at Dodger Stadium.
I'm guessing it was.
Probably. And he never really had much luck against the Cardinals.
He didn't.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
No playoffs.
But what a legend. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I want to just, on a serious note here, before we get to Sue's news, play these, because we reference this in the first hour, these SNAP benefits. Senator Hawley has been very vocal about this. Because of the government shutdown, they kind of go away unless they're able to do something stopgap before Saturday. So now you have this trend occurring on the social media platforms, in particular TikTok, where people are saying, we're going to go out and loot, and they're advising folks to loot. Now, ordinarily, and I'm not suggesting that people loot, this would be, you know, I think there is a difference when you're trying to feed your family and get food. I don't want to be misunderstood here. I'm not suggesting people should loot. What I'm saying is that if you put yourself in the minds of someone who depends on these benefits and cannot feed the family, you might expect that you would hear something like this.
Now I'm so sick of you hoes that don't get food stamps, still stand y'all motherfucking opinion about us getting mad about these food stamps. So let me tell you all something. Food is so motherfucking high for y'all to be bragging about, oh, I never got food stamps, so I never gave want food stamps though. You wish you can get food stamps though. Because at the end of the day, the food stamps that we get, that shit don't even be enough, but it's a blessing. Like, people are really out here need food stamps.
Obviously, she's a little hard to, you know, understand. But I think she's trying to say, most of you have never had to deal with a situation like this. And if this goes away, I'm not going to be able to eat.
I'm literally not asking for help. I'm literally not asking for a job. I just want my benefits back. I don't feel the need to pay for food. I have food stamps since 2016. Yes, taxpayers. So you trying to take it away now? I don't think so.
Yeah, so that's the flip side. Okay, the flip side is what she represents, which is, I don't feel like I need to work. This is where it gets tricky with the Democrats and the Republicans and what they're trying to achieve here, because sometimes we've heard this in the Medicaid argument over the summer. This is about work requirements, right? And making sure that people are doing their part if they're going to get these benefits. There is, you know, obviously an entitlement aspect to this, because she says, I've been getting this for all these years. You're going to take these away from me right now? No way. So this person says, let's just all go to Walmart and loot.
I say everybody's just ramshack Walmart at one time. If we all go at 10:30, because you know they close at 11 o'clock, they're not 24 hours no more. If we all go at 10:30, 30 minutes before close, they'll be winding down. Motherfucker be ready to get off. They ain't going to want to chase after no motherfucker. especially if it's some food.
So if this is a trend that's taking off on, you know, Instagram and on TikTok, I would argue that even if they somehow miraculously pass something where these benefits are not going to be taken away, I'm thinking by Friday night, you're going to have people looting Walmarts. Here's another one.
Little do the government know, we about to have a motherfucking purge about our motherfucking food stamps. It's about to be a motherfucking purge. Y'all need to start preparing yourselves. All y'all Walmart workers, prepare yourselves.
Okay, so there's going to be a purge, and then this last soundbite here.
So y'all motherfuckers want to cut off the food stamps. Cut off the food stamps in the most important month that motherfucker. Food stamps. What did you think was going to happen? I live in Philadelphia. What do you think is going to happen? Mm-hmm. Well, there's people out here riding, stealing, and all this shit. Where you think I'm going to be?
Yeah. So I think my point in all this is that you could have some very uncomfortable moments this weekend. And whether they keep the SNAP benefits in effect or not, it might not matter. You understand what I'm saying there? Because if that's taken off and people are looking at going to Walmart at 10:30 and saying, hey, we're going to take advantage of this and use that as an excuse, things could get out of control. Now, it also could be, and we've been in situations like this before, where we've braced for behavior that is more along the lines of looting and rioting, and it has not happened. So I hope that maybe that's where it falls. But you can also, and this is what my initial point was, you can understand how people are going to be put in a situation where they're going to lose their minds if they think that they're losing food.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Not to rub it in or anything with the crew here in the room, but I'm off the next 2 days, so enjoy my Halloween.
Well, you have
you know me. I told you weren't allowed any more days off.
Wait, what's that? Oh, I know. There is that. Yeah, since I took pretty much the whole summer off.
It's all right.
Oh, I'm all pumped for Halloween. You know, you guys, I get into this. I dress up. I do multiple costumes. I enter the Odyssey costume contest usually. It's just a blast for me. That's why I take the days off.
Did I miss? What do you... Do we have any people dressing up in your family for Halloween?
Just Alexa is doing the her costume is very clever. We've talked about it a little bit. She is the cow from Chick-fil-A Eat More Chicken, and then she's got a sign like that says Eat More Chicken, and her friend Millie is the chicken. So
how about that?
I know that's very. Are you doing something goofy? Because you usually do.
Well,
you're talking
he's
about
a married
the
man.
What he's referring to is the Hooters costume I've worn those past several years.
Yes.
They told me not to wear it a few years back. Yeah. I think there was some sort. This was when we had local HR. Actually, the HR Kathy at the time, she really loved the costume every single year.
But were you really Edelman. Encouraged not to wear it?
It was actually after she had left.
Okay.
And Becky said she had received an email from someone at some point that.
Oh my made, God! Are
the
you
costume
kidding me?
Made them feel uncomfortable.
You have got to be kidding
this
me!
This is true.
You triggered someone with your Hooters outfit.
I did.
See, this is
my
what,
body is that stunning.
This
in
is
the,
so
in
representative of where we are with all the BS with these young people.
Isn't that crazy?
Unbelievable. All right, we'll talk more about that maybe after this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News, presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
Well, so does that mean you're not wearing it? You're wearing something else? Alex, what's the...
Well, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Did I?
No. No, I didn't hear anything, really.
I'm probably not wearing it, no.
Yeah, all right.
It's too wet outside.
You could wear it, Mark. You think you
well, I don't
me?
Need to get no, I if, don't need to make it any wetter outside.
If you could see that costume, though, I mean, it was a good costume. You had a wig
we
involved. Gotta,
I think I could probably find a picture. We could throw it up on Twitter. Or we could throw it up on... Maybe what? I'll see if I can find it and send it to
Ethan.
I think
it was a D-cup, too, if I'm not mistaken.
At least.
At least.
I think since then I'd gotten a reduction. I've lost a bit of the stuffing.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
I brought it on myself. I asked the question. You understand?
You did.
I did.
I hope you weren't the one that reported me.
No.
Okay.
I didn't see it. I did see the photo afterward. This is National Oatmeal Day. Anybody? Fred, you like oatmeal?
No, well, I'll
eat
it.
You
but...
should be an oatmeal person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'll eat it.
Fred, I don't know what that means.
I don't
means,
go out of my way. I know. I don't
want
to think about it.
Well, you
that.
Put milk in it if you want. You know, it's a right. milk thing.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
I love it. I really do. I love it with a lot of brown sugar, mm-hmm. now, mind
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah.
But let me just, I don't know what I do wrong. I cannot properly cook the damn oatmeal at mm-hmm. home. I've tried.
Huh.
I don't even know what I'm doing wrong. But every time I try to make it, I screw it up, so I've given up making it.
What
agree.
Happens? Is it pasty?
Yeah, it's not. It's like, I don't know what
Add
happens.
Add more water.
I put a little water in. Mm-hmm. I put the oatmeal or the milk, and then it just doesn't work.
Are we talking from a bag in the
no,
microwave?
No, like it's the Quaker Oats thing, the
yeah.
box.
Really?
You know, it's
yeah.
got
well, that's
the,
good. Just add more water when that happens, and then put a lot of
you can
butter
always
in it.
Just
butter too?
Remind yourself of this. You can always add more water.
Yeah.
Sue's right.
Right.
Yes. I always underwater to begin with, and then if it gets pasty like that, just a little
edge.
Bit.
Except for your lawn.
I don't know what I'm
is
doing
Is malto meal the same as...
No.
No, that's
totally
That's
more
different.
like a cream of wheat situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, I used to like a good cream
yeah,
of wheat.
Yeah,
I did
that a lot as a child.
Do you like overnight oats?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, those are good.
I think they're pretty good. Yeah. It's,
what's that?
It's ultimately oatmeal that you kind of mix with a... suit. Correct me if I'm wrong. You kind of mix it with like a yogurt and you let it sit overnight and then... In the morning, it's delicious.
Like a parfait.
Yeah, it's almost like, yeah, you can add your own yogurt if you'd like, but you're right, just sitting overnight instead of boiling it on the stove, and it mm-hmm. just gets it a nice texture.
You
it
guys is. Have to understand, you're talking to someone like, you know this, I can't even like trim my own beard. I pay someone to do that, so I, not making oatmeal, you'd think it's a basic level thing, but I'm not capable.
Mm-hmm.
You did cookies fine.
Yeah, yeah, cookies I can do, but I can't
Fred.
Do the damn oatmeal, Fred.
He
I don't know what's wrong.
He can't shave his own beard,
yeah,
but
no,
okay,
I can't do
that
either.
Makes no sense. It's also...
I didn't say shave, I said trim.
Trim, okay, that's fair.
Okay.
Don't you just take... put it on.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole.
All right. And National Cat Day and National Hermit Day. You don't hear much about hermits.
Well,
you
naturally.
Don't. Well, good point. And on this day in history, 96 years ago, you guys, this was the day in history in 1929 when the stock market crashed. It wiped out the fortunes of thousands of investors. The day came to be known as Black Tuesday, and it triggered the Great Depression, which lasted for really almost 10 years. Dust Bowl, the whole thing. That was on this day 96 years ago. And then 80 years ago, so here we are coming out of World War II, and it's 1945, and the first ballpoint pen was sold. Now, okay, this is 1945. It was invented by a Hungarian named Laszlo Biro, and it was sold for $12.50. Think how expensive that would have been.
That's like a couple hundred dollars.
Yes.
Yeah, that's 90-something years ago?
Two observations 80, on that, 80. All right? Two observations. First of all, my new password is going to be Laszlo Bilo 1 exclamation point. Okay, I like that a lot. And then, you know how many times, Sue, I think this is relatable to the audience, we talk about some of these things and you say, I can't believe that that goes back like 150
yes.
years. On this one, I'd say, I can't believe it only goes back 80
Agreed.
Years.
Agreed. I thought about that this morning and they talked about what a big deal it was. And that's why it was $12.50.
That's
he figured
interesting.
Out a way for the ink to come out with a rolling ball instead of dipping. And,
right. I hope that guy made money on that deal because a lot of them just give it away and then they don't profit from
that's
it. Right?
That's true. Laszlo Biro. Well. Uh-huh. Now we know Mark's password. All right. There is a new world record for the heaviest pumpkin. It was two British brothers who scored the record. They harvested a pumpkin that weighs 2,819 pounds and 4 ounces. It's the largest pumpkin with a circumference of 255.8 inches. That's over 21 feet.
Wow.
They nicknamed it Muggle because they're British. You understand.
And what did we learn about pumpkins yesterday?
What
Don't
did you?
Cut them from the top.
Oh, that was the day before. Right. Yeah,
cut
that's
them
right.
Cut them from the bottom.
Cut them from the bottom, and or then they'll last longer.
Back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I realized mine haven't lasted very long. We carved them over the weekend, late last week, and they're
went through
no
here's
good.
The deal.
They're no good.
We learned that you can't go through the top,
no.
though, right?
You got to go through the back
through the bottom,
or the bottom.
Back.
This is a science.
Yeah.
There's a science to this,
according
clearly.
To Sue's News.
Yeah, the stem is where they get fed, and so that is not something you want to remove.
The closest thing you
right?
get to something that's peer-reviewed is something that airs on Sue's News.
That's all we've got.
Yeah.
That's all we've got.
I believe it.
Alex, are you a horror movie viewer?
I don't mind them. I like them. Yeah, I do
That's
like
what
them.
I thought, because it really, Fred doesn't, I'm
yeah,
not
no.
a market, but.
I don't think they scare me, but
well,
I do
no,
like
you're
them.
You're very brave.
Yeah, of
yes,
course.
I mean. But who is your favorite scream queen? And they did a poll on it, and Ranker.com asked fans. And there's really no arguing about number one. They say it's Jamie Lee Curtis from Halloween.
Yeah, that's my number one.
She was just rocketed to the top as soon as they put it up. Number two, Neve Campbell from the Scream franchise. Anybody? I don't watch
I
any.
I think
of
I know
them.
Who you're talking about, but I couldn't pick her out of a lineup.
Janet Leigh. This is kind of cute because Jamie Lee Curtis, of course, her mother is Janet Leigh. And Janet Leigh was number three from Psycho. And The Fog. Did you see The Fog? I've never seen The Fog.
Never heard about The Fog.
Uh-uh. Fred?
No, I've seen it.
Huh. And some other movies I haven't heard of. Number four was Heather Langenkamp from Nightmare on Elm Street franchise. And then Linda Blair from The Exorcist, which I've never watched and never will. But you can go on there and vote if you'd like. Okay, this story freaked me out. There is an ex-Avis budget employee in Syracuse, New York, who allegedly stole 47 vehicles from his car rental job and used them to start his own car rental business.
Hell yeah.
So
that's
he
a good
would,
idea.
Somebody would turn it in and he'd drive it over. They don't know how specifically he did it, but since he was an inside man, he kind of knew how it worked. So he was able to get away doing that from June to August of this year. Stole 47 cars and rented them himself.
June to August, I don't get.
Yeah,
I don't.
Right?
That's not that impressive.
Prime time.
Well, because
that's not that impressive.
You're going to get caught if you're doing it in that tight a timeline. Let's let's do 47 cars over 47
yes.
months, and then we're not going to get caught.
I agree with
that
you.
That ruins the business model for him, though.
But exactly, I don't think Milton Thompson III, who's accused of doing this, it occurred to him that you can't say yes. I've got two cars available.
Ah, there is that.
You could call and get one or the other. But they say they really aren't sure exactly how he did it, and it's all alleged, but they finally caught him.
It's all
See,
alleged.
That
he got
seven.
A parking lot at his house.
That was
right.
my theory on the guy that was stealing the golf carts in
oh,
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Remember,
yeah.
he stole like six or seven?
Yeah.
Start his own golf course.
He was probably renting
he needed
them out.
Golf carts.
That's right.
Well, that
Not,
could be.
Man.
That's entirely possible. They did a new report and found that 23% of employees did not take a single vacation day in the past year.
How many?
That
per,
is
what
not
was the percent?
Me. 23%.
I did that a lot before marriage.
Yeah, though that, ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
But Marie changed it and started planning
That's
everything.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know about this job. But
23%.
For, you know, my dad, my mom and dad taught for a very long time, and I don't know that my dad ever took a
Well, not
day.
To be rude, but didn't they get the summers
well,
off?
Well, that's the thing. So I don't know that you can count teachers.
That, yeah, and I don't know if they did in here. They say there are reasons why, but almost a quarter percent
that
of
seems
workers?
High. Right, especially in this country.
I was going to say,
we like to be lazy.
That's for sure. I just thought that was bizarre. And finally,
Mark's taken enough days for all those people, though.
This year I have.
Yeah,
sure. Yes, I have. And I'm taking more this week.
And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Days Inn didn't get its name because you're supposed to stay for days or anything like that. Days Inn is named after its founder. It was a man named Cecil B. Day. So that's what Days Inn is
that's
from.
Great.
There you go. All right. I actually have a hotel topic when we come back, believe it or not. You just reminded me of something.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex Rich visits on a Wednesday. Sue Thomas in the house. Fred Bottomer, the Hall of Famer. Ethan's doing something in the other room. I don't know. Sometimes he likes to be social and join us, but apparently not today. He's probably doing something he's probably doing something related to
play-by-play. I didn't even see him out there, honestly, when I came in.
He's tuned out. He doesn't care about this show anymore. He's moved on to his next endeavor.
Ethan
whatever
is
that.
Always working on our show.
He is.
He's working
I'm teasing
on those
him.
End of the year ones.
Right.
Year-end specials.
Doing some of the best ends. All right, so I noticed something yesterday that maybe I should have noticed weeks ago. I have no idea when the change occurred, but just to give you a little geography, and believe it or not, Sue, I'm not going to bitch about the road that's closed by my house.
Oh, that's nice.
But it's
today.
Describing an area.
He did yesterday.
I did yesterday, man. Yeah. But it's I did, really, didn't I?
You did.
It's describing an area near where that damn road is closed by my house. But right there at the corner, and Alex, you know this area very well. It's where the Sugar Fire is at 141 and 44, right? There is a Drury Inn there, and there's two hotels. So the Drury Inn over the summer, this might even go back to last year because I'm losing track of time. I think it was last year. They had a bunch of renovations to the building, and we thought at first they were going to rebrand it or something like that. The hotel behind it, which is to the west of it, you know, which kind of leads into that I mentioned that road that's closed by my neighborhood, it now says on it, and I had not noticed this before, Spark. Have you ever heard of Spark Hotels?
Oh, yeah. It's a Hilton thing.
Spark
it is
hotels.
A Hilton thing. Yeah, it's a Hilton thing, but I didn't know that.
Well, I only know that because Michael has a Hilton card. You know, whatever the Visa is feeds into that, and he's a diamond or platinum whatever you are. So I know all iterations of the Hilton. And Spark is kind of a new one. It's supposed to be hip. But sometimes they take over old ones and kind of redo it with the Spark, and then...
I think that's what they did here. Yeah. So if you go to the AI overview right now, it says Spark by Hilton is a premium economy hotel brand within the Hilton Hotel portfolio, offering affordable, value-focused accommodations. And, you know, the reason that that location is important in particular, it's always jam-packed for a couple of different reasons. One, soccer park is very close, right? So there are tournaments that come in the soccer park.
Yep.
And then people stay there for Six Flags. And those are two areas, and there's that whole segment of West County, you know, which is in Fenton, is just changed so much, because if you go right past where the hotel is that I'm talking about, you have this, I think they call it 44 West Apartments, and there's tons of apartments that weren't there until a couple of years ago. Anyway, hey, we talked about something last week or the week before related to the shoes that Fred now wears on a regular basis, these things that are called, well, this became
on cloud. I wear them all the time.
Right, but Fred, just for, you know, historic purposes here as a Hall of Famer, would always wear loafers. Would I say loafers? Is that okay?
Yeah.
And then one day, what happened? One day, Fred, what happened magically?
I wore a pair of on cloud shoes.
How did that happen?
I mean,
they didn't just appear on your feet.
No, I think Marie just bought them.
Okay.
I think you're right.
Yeah. It's not a tough quiz. I'm just asking, you know.
She just bought them.
Okay.
Yeah. Because Marie bought
them.
Now you got me questioning.
She's an on cloud
fanatic. Did he steal the shoes?
No, no.
You seem very afraid to answer the question.
Yeah, that was.
No. Well, I thought there was a better story than that.
No, okay.
Marie bought him a pair of shoes.
He's leading into the better story, I hope.
Thank you, Alex. That's it. Boy, I hope so.
To lead in.
So anyway, we were talking last week that there's a class action lawsuit by hundreds of people who say their shoes are too loud, they're squeaky.
And it's embarrassing.
Have you heard this at all, Alex, or not?
I mean, now that you're saying it, it sounds like very reasonable, but it's one of those things where it's like, that's so great, because I hear the squeaking all the time.
Okay,
I do. I get
Fred
it a lot.
Said,
last week,
but
I
you said,
said,
no, I don't really notice
said,
it.
No, I've never noticed a squeaky shoe at work. And that's because I just noticed it this week. Everything and this floor is carpeted except for one area outside the copy room area. And now, this week, every time I walk on it, I'm squeaking like crazy.
Yeah.
I totally know what you mean, because when I talked about this originally, remember I said I had this pair of shoes that I loved? And that's the area, because that's right where my office used to be.
Yeah.
So I would walk from that down to where the KMOX Sports Studio is, and that's just whatever it is, you know, vinyl or something like that. But that's where my shoes would squeak as well. So now, hey, you got to sign on to the...
I should.
Brad Young will be here tomorrow. You'll have to walk through how you can get onto the class action.
I'd love to know as well, because I thought that I was like the only person, or like that maybe I had stepped in something that was sticky and squeaking.
Right.
Soda.
But hearing that this is an issue with the shoe, it's kind of vindicating for me. I like that.
That's kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, that sounds like a pretty significant issue that they should fix.
What it sounds like is an episode of Seinfeld.
It does.
It does.
That's what it sounds like.
Listen, AI says if you own the squeaky shoes, you want to participate, number one, do nothing for now. Okay, I think you could do that.
Good enough.
For most class action lawsuits, you're automatically included as a class member if you meet the specific criteria. You generally don't need to sign up. Then you wait for a settlement notice.
Do you guys know, I actually, it's a similar topic as far as a class action settlement, but I guess years ago I had submitted for something through Facebook, and I just received a Venmo, a legit Venmo.
No way.
From Facebook.
Like
Meta,
3 cents or something like
no,
that?
No, it was like $38.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wow.
Yes, and I had an email, because I first looked at my Venmo and I'm like, that's weird. That's probably a scam. I shouldn't accept it or whatever. But then I looked and I had the email, and it was like, you are rewarded. And it was the exact amount that was on my Venmo as well. Sure enough, it went to my bank. I mean, it's like, it was legit. It had all this like user agreement settlement. For private, I don't even know what it was
for. Do you even remember?
I could probably find the email. I think it was like a privacy, some sort of privacy setting settlement that I filled out paperwork years ago.
And most people like me, you know, I get those emails and then you just kind of blow it off because you realize not that $38 is nothing, but you tend to do a lot of work for sometimes when you spread those settlements out, it's not a lot.
I get stuff in the mail that says, here's the, you know, here's what's happened with this class action, but I don't want to actually do anything.
Here it is.
If I were him, it just showed up in Venmo. I'm happy.
It said Facebook Consumer Privacy User Profile Litigation Settlement Administrator.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
By the way,
$38.36 is what I got.
Step number three is
that's
consult
a lunch.
An attorney.
I'll take you guys. I mean, maybe.
It's a lunch.
Yeah.
It's like one person eating lunch. It used to be two people eating lunch, but still, you got one covered.
On Facebook. Yeah.
How many of you get letters at home from realtors or
realtors?
I'm sorry. Did I say it wrong?
It's okay.
I tried really hard.
People add the law, like realtor.
Realtor, no extra law.
Mm-hmm. That's one of those words that everybody kind of thinks is
real. If you are a realtor, like Sue, then you get annoyed.
Yeah,
I get annoyed by that one, too. So she had a...
But the letters...
Throw you under the bus, Fred. Sorry.
I know, that's okay. So I get letters from people that are trying to buy my house.
Yes.
With, like, checks in it that say, here, cash check, you know, for this full amount. We'll buy it right now.
Wow.
Like, every week
I mean,
that's
fake, right?
Yeah, it's fake.
Okay.
But it's just strange.
Well, but... It's probably, this is the weirdest thing, I'll tell you this. I've talked about this on the air before, too. Alex, years ago, I don't think it was a client that you brought in, but there was somebody that was a potential advertiser for the We Sell Ugly Houses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it might have been the We Sell Ugly Houses. But this has always been so psychologically baffling to me. So you will go to a intersection. Usually it's not like a main intersection. You're getting out of your neighborhood or something like that. And you'll see a sign that's on a utility pole.
Yeah.
And it will be like handwritten, right? And it'll say, we buy ugly houses.
Right.
Or we buy old houses, whatever. They told me that more people responded to the notes that were just handwritten than if it looked more official. Like if it said, and it had a logo and stuff like that. So how does that work psychologically with how people might trust someone? Because I would have thought it would be the opposite.
It's authentic.
You see, well, maybe that's what people think.
It is. It is. I mean, and the person took the time to go to that post and tape it up there, staple it up there, or whatever.
But isn't that weird?
It's weird.
It's an individual. Maybe they think, ooh, it's an individual,
right.
Not that company.
Well, it's like a handwritten note.
I think,
you know?
Sue, that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it looks like it's not, you know, it's just somebody local, someone that's trying to help you buy your house.
Yeah.
Right. I find that fascinating. Have you guys heard about Kai Trump?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she was, I think she was on stage the night of the
convention election,
right? President Trump's talked about her quite a bit because she's, first of all, very, very pretty young girl, but she's a good golfer. But she's not that good. Okay. Like she's not LPGA level unless you have a sponsor exemption. And that's what's happening. You know, our friend, John Ziegler out west. So, John, it's so funny because I follow John and he follows me and we're friends and I see things all the time. And sometimes he does point me in directions of stories that I ordinarily, you know, maybe wouldn't see, which is one of the reasons that I like him. But on the Kai Trump thing, he got really, really mad and really, really extreme because the bottom line is, and I'm going to give you her numbers here in just a second, is she does not really probably belong in this particular category. So she's the 70th ranked junior golfer in South Florida, and she's been invited to an LPGA tournament. Now, because she is the granddaughter of President Trump, it kind of makes sense because you're going to get a lot of attention. It's at the Annika at the Pelican Golf Club in November, so just in a couple of weeks. She's a high school senior. She has committed to playing collegiately at the University of Miami. She was ranked 70th for the 2024 Girls 13-18 Medalist Tour Player of the Year. Her last tournament result was June of this year. She shot 86-74. It's not the 86 is a number that maybe Alex, you're familiar with. And that was at a Nicklaus Junior Championship. She was tied for 19th. In March, she finished dead last at a youth invitational where she played alongside Tiger's son, Charlie Woods. And she was 52 over par through four rounds. Now, that's my kind of golf right there. 52 over par after four rounds. So I love that. But let me see if I can find what... What Zig said, because it was like, you know how he is, Fred, and Sue, you do too.
Yeah.
It was very extreme. This is going to ruin all professional golf. He tweets so damn much, he's like He's like Jane. I can't
yeah,
find it. But
it was. Back.
But his tweet about Kai Trump was very apocalyptic, and I'm like, wow, I think we'll be okay. Oh, here it is. It's because he tweets like every minute. Completely ridiculous, totally outrageous, embarrassingly stupid, overtly corrupt. She isn't remotely qualified for a sponsor's exemption, and she will finish dead last, maybe by a lot. Puke emoji.
Wow, he must have like Kai derangement syndrome.
Well, it's just that John, when he's got something that's in his craw,
feels strongly about it.
He feels very strongly about it. Always a great political conversation. Dwayne Patterson, who contributes at hotair.com. He's the host of the Dwayne's World podcast, Truth Be Told. He also works with Hugh Hewitt. And Dwayne's going to join us after the top of the hour. I just wanted to see Alex Rich is here, Fred, on a Wednesday afternoon. Sue Thomas, of course. This was, and I always kind of brag on the Wall Street Journal because I feel like I buy a lot of subscriptions with media outlets, and I use this one quite a bit, and there's always content that I enjoy. And this one kind of got me thinking a little bit. I don't know where my brain might be going, but here's the headline. What can your toilet tell about you? I allowed, this is a reporter by the name of Nicole Nygin, says, I allowed a $599 smart camera to help unlock the mysteries that land in the bowl of my commode. Anyone interested? Anyone interested? Anyone? Anyone?
Ew.
I know. She says, I've tested many gadgets over the years, but none quite like this. I let a camera look inside my toilet bowl to analyze daily offerings. So this is called the Dakota.
What?
Just check this out. This is real. It started shipping on October 21st. It is laden with sensors for understanding waste. It is the first tech of its kind to become widely available in the U.S., and it won't be the last. Now, remember, just as a point of, reference, that during COVID, and they still do this.
Right.
They, they were detecting, oh my God, they still get crazy about this in L.A. If they detect increased levels of COVID in the wastewater, they know that we're, going to be up for a wave or whatever. That was something that happened more and more often 3 years ago. So this says a new wave of hardware like Dakota captures the data we flush down the drain and aims to unlock health clues contained within. I guess they say the soon-to-be-released U-Scan from Withings is another company, or Withings, I'm not sure, can measure vitamin levels from urine, while a Toto, and that's a popular brand name, a Toto toilet with an integrated stool scanner became available in August. Are you kidding me? So I guess they're, and the question that the reporter asks is, what in the world is this for? Is it useful? Is it creating a new kind of health anxiety? Is it an interconnected toilet camera with a privacy nightmare? And how much do I really want to know about my poop, essentially, is the, the question.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, thank you.
What they say is that there's hype around gut health. And people generally don't eat enough fiber, and that can trigger inflammation. So you have researchers that are trying to figure out the connection between rising cancer rates and our digestive systems, right? So she says she uses wearables to monitor her vitals, like an Apple Watch or something like that. But she says she was drawn to the Dakota, a new subsidiary of the kitchen and bath company Kohler, that brand, of course, because it can track something that a smartwatch can't, urine and stool. And she says that it clamps to the side of the toilet bowl. The sensors can determine hydration levels based on the color of urine. All right, let me stop right there. I can do that too.
Okay. Yeah.
I can tell you that if it's clear, I'm hydrated. And if it's not, I'm not hydrated. Okay, that's not the consistency of stool. I might be able to make some judgment calls on that on my own. And the presence of hemoglobin, a protein found in blood cells, the battery lasts about a week. So she's got logs. She says, I needed to learn some choreography to log my logs. I'm just telling you
to
what
log your logs.
She says, I turn on the Dakota by approaching it. Simple enough. I scan my fingerprint on a remote mounted next to my porcelain throne, which allows multiple people to authenticate their personal sessions. The remote screen flashes, you may now use the bathroom when it's time to go. Before wrapping things up, she says, I tap the remote again to tell Dakota to cut the scene. It captures, this is real, it captures images through the session up to 5 minutes long. You should talk to my daughter. She's in there for like 45 minutes at a time. Shining bright lights intermittently into the bowl. It needs an unobstructed view of the subject to do its best work. Some vitamins, like folic acid, can discolor urine and lead to inaccurate results. They talk about how the toilet paper and cleaning solutions can interfere with the analysis. But if this is just starting, right, if this is just the first company, as she indicated, then where are we going with all this? And by the way, You have to buy the Dakota, and then you have to pay $7 a month, of course, for the subscription, because then that delivers the results on your phones. And some of the insights, she says, focus on hydration, pour yourself a glass of water. You've been making healthy choices, and it shows. It was more vague when things weren't okay. Listen to your gut. Your body is trying to tell you something about a change in your gut health. I don't think I'm in the market for one of these, but my goodness,
nope.
What will
they be
think
great,
next,
like a
right?
nursing home or something? You know, maybe yeah. That's who they sell it
well,
to.
Well, look, as a medical right, as a medical tool for, I think you're probably right about that, and maybe that's why you're kind of on the
you
sales
I mean?
Side of things sometimes.
Yeah, but then also, you know, if you are a just a regular old person that has this in your home, how do you go about explaining this to people when you have company over and they yeah. sit down on the commode yeah. and you say, hey, by the way, scan your fingerprint and I'm gonna have
right.
your poop information.
I'm
on
having
you.
Listeners chime in, including my friend Jeannie Sullivan from Pet Supplies Plus, that man, you have a lot of blanky subjects on today and you can use your imagination. Alex, it's great to see you.
We'll see you guys soon.
Where's the next music gig?
Are you going to Kyle McClellan's gala this weekend, actually?
Apparently I wasn't invited.
Nah, I think he told me specifically
charity?
You were not on the list.
I love
yeah,
Kyle.
No, we're,
I can't believe he's not going to be in a tree stand, though.
Playing at the four, I know, right? Playing at the Four Seasons. He does a great event over there every year for his Brace for Impact charity event, so it's awesome, and we're always glad to be out there.
I am certain that I could probably buy some tickets for that event, and he is one of my favorites. Former Cardinal, obviously was on the team
great
in 2011.
Guy.
He is a great guy. Thank you, Alex. We'll see you soon.
See you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.